Brother Larry Kidwell, and some of you were in here earlier, knows. He's a good singer, and he's going to come and sing some songs for us, and he needs to make an announcement about something, and then we'll see where we go from there. Come on, sing for us, Larry.
It's good to be here with you. He told me I only had 2 hours, so I'll hurry up. That's supposed to be a joke, y'all mentioned that. My name is Larry Tidwell, and I sing for a group called Homeland. And it's good to be here. I was here probably 3 or 4 years ago. And by the way, I got to meet Brother Moore myself. And I was one of those that was raised Missionary Baptist. Then I left there and went to a group. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of a guy named Colonel R.B. Thing. 22 years. I finished two degrees in seminary. Was learning the Greek and the Hebrew, which he was well known for. But when I finally got ordained and I left there on my own as an evangelist, I got to reading the Apostle Paul, Romans of Philemon. And I told my wife, I said, something is different about the Apostle Paul. I can't put my finger right on it, but I'm telling you, something's different. You can't take Ephesians 2 and James and make them things God. Now, we could do it in the Greek. Wow. I found out you pretty much make the Greek say what you want to do. Anyhow, there was a guy named Cecil Fuller who is he's a hero of mine. I worked for a company called Rust Engineering. And I was in there with a friend of mine that was going to church with me, and we were talking about Acts chapter 2, 38. And Cecil was in the room, and we were in a kind of a dark room because it was computers. He was kind of off to the side over there, and boy, we was proud of what we was talking about in the Greek. In Acts 2:38, Peter said, "Repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." But that word "for" don't mean for. It means with a view to, or because of. Then Cecil spoke up and said, "Wait a minute now, it can mean for remission of sins." I said, "What are you talking about, Cecil?" He said, "Well, Israel had rejected the Son of God in his earthly ministry and said that God was offering Israel another chance to repent as a nation." I said, "Repent as a nation? Be baptized for the remission of sins? We're saved by grace through faith." He said, "That's what he was saying to Israel. There's no Gentiles mentioned there." And I could not shake it. I couldn't shake it. So what I did is embraced it. And he gave me, there's a guy that I want you to listen to. His name is Brother Moore. And I rode around with his tapes in my car. That was back when they had tapes. You didn't have all them old CDs and DVDs. And I rode around and listened to Brother Moore. I mean, hour upon hour. And I'll tell you, I understand how you feel about Brother Moore. And I finally got to meet him here. And he actually gave me a poem and was going to try to make a song out of it. But I never got a chance to do that. I did not realize that Brother Moore had gone on to be with the Lord. But what a powerful man he was. What a faithful man he was. I mean, this guy was coming from Pensacola, Florida. I think it was Pensacola. To Vestavia, Alabama every week. I said, he must love Jesus or something. I don't know what it is about him. But I'm thankful for that. And Cecil gave me more books. There's a guy named C.R. Stamp, Things That Differ. and on and on and on it goes. There's a book called The Mystery that's written by a guy named Joel Fink. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. If you go to the Berean website, Joel is out of South Dakota. And the mystery, the book, The Mystery, I pass it out all the time to people that give just an inkling of that they would like to know more about this thing called the mystery. Now, I went to a church up on Highland Lake. Now, this is where, let me tell you where he's going to be. And if you will, write my phone number. How many of you here from Alabama? Where are the rest of y'all from? But anyhow, Joel's coming to our church. It's actually not going to be in our church. It's a place called The Anchor, which is at Highland Lake. He's going to be here Wednesday, March the 16th. Joel and his family do bluegrass gospel. His family's going to be there. He's going to teach some. I may sing one or two, and I was hoping and praying that Picker right over yonder would be here with us, but I don't know if he's going to get to make it or not. You have it. But anyhow, if you could be there, we'd love to have you. Listen, I was back when I first saw the light of rightly dividing the word of truth. I felt like I was in no man's land. Nobody did that. I went back to the church that I was with for 22 years, and some of my dear friends that I could speak to, I'd say, well, listen, have you ever heard of rightly dividing the word of truth? And this thing that they call the mystery, you ever heard that? And here's what they tell me. Well, Aaron, what difference does it make? Well, other than being the truth and being in God's plan where He wants you to be, probably won't make no difference. If you're saved, it may make a difference at the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
I believe it's going to make a huge difference at the judgment seat of Christ. So Cecil Fulmer was a dear friend of mine. I'm supposed to be here tonight, but I just called him. He's sick. And Avis Baker was always another that I met. There's a guy that's here with me. Raise your hand, Led, if you would. I finally met Led Meyer, who lives down toward Alabaster. Led is a pilot, smart guy. He's got a book that he researched and wrote. It's called Israel Yesterday, The Body of Christ Today, and Israel Tomorrow. And I tell you, it's a good book. It will make you see the difference in what God is doing there. So let me tell you, I went to this church up on Highland Lake. I had actually sang at The Anchor, and somebody heard me sing and knew I was supposedly a evangelist or something. So they called me up and asked me to say, call me on Friday and asked me to sit in. Their pastor had left and they had somebody that was coming in. They said, Larry, would you just sit in for us on Sunday? I said, sure, I'll sit in on you on Sunday. And I went and I taught very quickly, very briefly, what does it mean to be in Christ? Where do we fit in this plan? What does it mean when Paul told Timothy to rightly divide the word of truth? And we talk about that division. And them people's mouth, their mouths fell open. And they said, can you come back next week? And I said, yeah, I'll come back next week. Then they said, would you come back again in August to be my fifth year of coming back? Now, they came to me and asked me and said, Larry, we want you to have come eat with us. Two of the ladies there at the church. It's a Baptist church. I know that's not a good word. I was raised Baptist. And listen, I want to tell you, this saved Baptist. And I love them. I love these people. They said, Larry, why don't you ever pastor the church? I said, because I can't please everybody. Now, I'm a certified senior advisor. That's what I do. That's my tense. And I tell them, if I'm causing problems, if this becomes an issue, I'll leave today. I'll leave. And it hasn't been a problem so far. Right now, you know, I thought when I come to this group here, I hope I'll kind of fit in. I know there's some that thinks it's the 28th of Acts 28 that has this, and I didn't realize there's some that have different ideas, even in rightly dividing. I thought, you know, like that Hard Shell Baptist, you got Missionary Baptist, Southern Baptist, and we ain't got that in rightly dividing, have we? I mean, probably, you may not go along, you know, some of y'all probably think once you're saved, you're always saved, huh? And you probably ain't even spoken tongues yet either. Well, that's what we're in our church. Been in it for 3 weeks about the gifts of tongues, the spiritual gifts. And anybody that's close up to there, I want to tell you, somebody that reminds me a lot of Brother Moore. And I just finally got to meet him, talked to him a few times. Is Jack Lockhart. And I tell you, I think of Jack and Jack go over to the place. Here's another faithful man. I may disagree with him on a point or two, but he's still my brother in Christ. And I love him. I'll tell you that. I'm not saying I'm all right and everybody else is all wrong. I'm saying that we in the body of Christ are brothers and sisters in Christ. Now I heard something, and I hope I ain't aligned to say this. Is there some used to be Mennonites in here? Raise your hand. Well, the guy that spoke. God bless you, I got a Mennonite just down the street from our church. I need to talk to you before I leave.